LBC Business Update.
With Sage Business Cloud, register for a 30-day free trial. Search Sage Accounting.
5:36. We'll come back to your calls on Russia in just a second, but I love this tweet from John Sopel early. He said, Donald Trump has just spoken to Vladimir Putin today. Was it A, to congratulate him on his election victory, B, to condemn Russian involvement in the nerve agent attack in Salisbury, C, both, D, none of the above? Can't wait for the readout. Well, he doesn't have to wait any longer because we're going to get a readout on this from Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. Simon, good evening.
Good evening to you, Ian.
Now, what do we know that was said?
Well, the White House has put out its now standard, very short readout on this call between President Trump and President Putin. And it says President Donald Trump spoke today with Vladimir Putin. The two leaders discussed the state of bilateral relations and resolved to continue dialogue about mutual national security priorities and challenges. President Trump congratulated President Putin on his re-election and emphasized the importance of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. The two leaders confirmed the need for the United States and Russia to continue our shared efforts on strategic stability. You will notice there absolutely no mention of the word Salisbury, no mention of the words nerve agent or the name Sergei Skripal. According to the White House, it does not appear to have come up in the telephone call. President Trump himself has now commented publicly about the call. He was sitting alongside the Saudi crown prince in the White House just a few minutes ago. And he says that the stage is now set for a summit meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
We will probably get together in the not too distant future to discuss the arms race, which is getting out of control, and also to discuss Ukraine and Syria and North Korea and various other things.
Various other things, says the President of the United States. Whether that nerve agent attack might come up in any summit meeting between President Trump and President Putin, we do not currently know. But we do know that the President of the United States, just days after his government imposed sanctions on the Russians for interfering in the 2016 US presidential election, has been on the phone congratulating President Vladimir Putin on his re-election to the Kremlin, even though most foreign policy hands in this city believe that the outcome of that Russian presidential election was neither particularly free nor particularly fair, given the way in which opposition candidates and figures have been treated in Russia. None of that appears to have been mentioned by President Trump to President Putin.
More fan mail for you, Simon. Someone says, Simon Marks, Trump's biggest hate preacher. Just to ask you all, also, Cambridge Analytica, that's a big subject of debate in this country today. Big story in the US?
You're going to keep all that fan mail on file for me, aren't you? A big story in the US, yes. A big story, certainly, as far as the East Coast newspapers are concerned, particularly the Washington Post and the New York Times. We haven't heard the White House speaking about it. I'm not sure that they feel at this point the need to do so. I think most of the people talking about Cambridge Analytica and watching that Channel 4 expose are people who are not predisposed to support President Donald Trump, perhaps even bigger hate preachers than I am. And so I think that, you know, there are limits to the extent to which this is immediately doing any damage to the Trump campaign, which did, as you know, have a relationship with Cambridge Analytica. Indeed, Steve Bannon was on the board of Cambridge Analytica ahead of that 2016 presidential election campaign. But look, it's definitely getting written up. It's definitely getting noticed here. And it's definitely going to be something that I suspect will be of interest to Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, whose investigation into those ties between the Trump campaign and the Russians continues to grind away and continues deeply to irritate the President of the United States. Although the Republican leader of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, said a little bit earlier on today that he has received assurances that President Trump has no plans to try and fire Robert Mueller as special prosecutor. So you can take that to the bank.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Right, let's go.